The Joint Senate and House Conference Committees are tasked with crafting and approving final versions of bills before the end of the session. There are 210 House bills and 155 Senate bills to choose from. They include the executive, operating, and construction budgets and funding to be determined for homelessness and emergency shelters. Senate President Ron Cochi says lawmakers are addressing these issues.
We met with each of the county housing administrators to find out what were shovel-ready projects that they had, acknowledging that homelessness is an issue statewide. Also, permanent affordability and not going back to where they were with their tent is critical. So there was $60 million for that alone.
Senate Ways and Means Committee Chair Jill Tokuda says $7.3 million is being proposed for homeless support services as well as capital improvement projects.
If you take a look at the CIP budget, whether it's bulk items into the Rental Housing Trust Fund or through the Dwelling Unit Revolving Fund, in addition to specific projects as mentioned, that's well over $100 million in CIP funds that we were able to provide in the budget.
Senate President Cochi says lawmakers are also focusing on the full spectrum of homelessness.
Drug addiction and drug abuse is another key component that often leads to homelessness, and so we do have monies there. We have money that says for those who are working full-time jobs but are a few hundred dollars short of making that payment to get them into permanent housing. So we do have that rental assistance program in there.
As well as education, job application training, and identification cards for those released from the prison system. House Finance Committee Chair Sylvia Luke says the Budget Conference Committee, which she co-chairs with Senator Tokuda, will focus its efforts to where the rubber meets the road.
We continue to work with the counties because the counties are doing a terrific job in dealing with the homeless issue, and there needs to be a better collaboration and cooperation between the state, the federal, and the counties. So this is a time that we'll be looking a lot closer to what's in the budget and what's in the bills.
Chair Luke says lawmakers will look at what the counties and nonprofits are doing to minimize duplication and conflicting goals. In terms of affordable housing, she says lawmakers can help.
I do think there needs to be some effort to see how we can help developers or how we can identify state lands that could be developed and at the same time, you know, recognize environmental needs and environmental concerns. And, you know, I do think there is a role for state government to play.
130 bills were introduced at the beginning of the legislative session dealing with homelessness and affordable housing. Other than executive budget expenditures for these programs, there are 3 homelessness and 7 affordable rental bills left going into the last 2 weeks of the session. If Senate and House conferees cannot reach agreements on these bills by May 3rd, the measures will die. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.